This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Radio, it's 6 o'clock. It's me, Lizzie Cundy, with the one and only Stephen Lang.
Hello, welcome everyone to Access All Areas.
I am so excited.
Well, so you should be. I mean, that was a pretty big entrance, to be honest.
Well,
right?
It was, and spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air. It's still light outside, Lizzie.
I feel very excited.
Playing Spice Up Your Life to begin the show.
What a show we've got. We've got Jess Cunningham.
Yeah,
the star of Celebrity Big Brother, The Apprentice. She's going to tell us really what it was like with Alan Sugar.
I can only imagine,
to be honest. She's going
to,
honestly, she's breaking all the rules for us. And she's dressed head to toe in leather.
I know, she's actually rivaling you today for sexiest outfit. And that never happens, Lizzie Cundy.
We're in competition, babes. And we have pop star Martika.
That is really exciting for me.
And she is the 80s pop icon.
Mm-hmm. Martika's Kitchen. What a tune. I'm telling you now.
Now, this one from Geordie Shore.
All in the press today. Ricky Guarnaccio from Geordie Shore.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, all the shows.
Now, he's been pictured today eating, are we allowed to say, a Mackie D's, shall we say. And he's usually very fit, very buff, but there's... Maybe he's just relaxing a bit because it's all coming out. It's all showing.
It's all been hanging out.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, I am a boy of a slightly larger size.
You said it, not me.
But you know, eating a McDonald's on a beach. You know, we've got to ask some questions about that. Why? Why would you do that? Where is the McDonald's nearby this beach?
I feel there's a fitness video coming.
What?
The cynic in me. I'll ask Ricky. I know Ricky.
Never heard such a thing, Lizzie.
And can I just say, Michelle Heaton, my dearest friend, Liberty X Celebrity Big Brother?
All of them. All of the big ones. Yeah, no, I actually really like Michelle. I have a lot of time for Michelle. And she's been through a lot, right?
She's been through a hell of a lot. Cancer scares, operations. She's got two young ones. But she's very much into her fitness.
And she's just been in Australia, hasn't she?
She has. With Kerry Katona.
With Atomic Kitten. Exactly. She was one third of Atomic Kitten, as well as being in Liberty X.
But how could you do the both? That's like me suddenly wanting to support Arsenal. You know, you're swapping to the enemy.
I don't get that reference, Lizzie, but I'm sure you know what you're talking about.
I do. And can I just tell you, we're also doing Dare to Wear.
Yay! My favourite part of the show. But to be honest,
I think I'm daring today.
You're pretty daring in your mesh top and red bra.
Well, thank you. Do you like it? It was my going back to my punk days.
I love it, Lizzie Gundy.
Do you really?
Yeah. What about what I'm wearing today?
Well, I actually want your outfit more than mine. I wish you could see what Stephen was wearing. The one and only Steps.
Yeah.
Is all over his chest, the Steps t-shirt. And you have my dearest friend, who's coming on the show next week, Claire Richards.
Yes.
And Lee, my friend. They're all my buddies.
All of them?
Well,
let's... Yeah.
I'll talk about that later. But they're fantastic. I mean, Steps coming back.
This is what I want to talk to you about, Lizzie.
I'm so excited.
This is the biggest news for me
this year,
in 2017.
Beyond Beyonce having twins.
Beyond Beyonce having twins. Beyond Trump becoming president.
Wow, Brexit.
Brexit. Steps are back, baby. They are back.
And they are going to rule the world.
Apparently so. The new single's out tomorrow.
And amazing. They all look fantastic. I mean, Claire is in amazing shape. She's like half her body weight she used to be.
Right.
They all look in great fine form.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound better than ever. And I was with Claire, actually, a few months ago at a wedding. You know what? She didn't say a word.
Didn't mention a thing.
She was actually nervy. She said, I'm very nervous about singing. She was doing a song for the couple getting married. And I said, you nervous? She goes, yeah, I'm really, you know, she was having a few drinks. Like, oh, I feel nervous. You know, I'm not used to this.
That's
and
a
now
surprise.
She's, the Steps. You get under her hat.
But not only are they touring, there is a new album. So she was lying to you, Lizzie. We need to find out about this next week.
Next week, I'm going to grill her.
Yes, good.
And her husband went to school with my ex-husband.
Oh, what a...
How about that?
What a connection, eh?
Just thought I'd throw that in.
What a fabulous connection.
But we have a very, very busy show.
Yes.
And I'm so excited.
So shall we get on with it?
We do. I mean, listen, I have a couple of numbers I need you to play today.
Of course.
I am so into Katy Perry. I love that.
You were last week.
Chained to the Rhythm.
Fine, we'll have that.
And I need a bit of Bieber in my life.
Need a bit of Bieber. What about a bit of Dua Lipa?
Oh, wow. Yes, please.
Your favourite song.
Let's
and
do
then
it.
Should we get our first guest, Jess Cunningham, in?
She's in the studio, folks.
Great.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun. Not a fool. No, you're not fooling anyone. I was wrong.
Radio. FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stan and Colin 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage,
Joe Collard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring
James Acaster.
For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event.
FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
That is officially my favourite record.
Dua Lipa.
After Katy Perry.
Okay, well, we'll play Katy Perry later, but for now, we've got our first guest in the studio.
I am so excited, the one and only Jess Gunninger. She is here.
Hello, everybody.
You are one sexy, sassy lady.
Really are.
I think it's the leather dress, I'll be honest.
Woo! I've got severe competition today.
I know, I'm actually really
definitely
surprised.
Definitely not.
Sexiest outfit.
No.
This never happens. This never, ever happens.
It has happened.
It has now happened.
Jess is looking hot to trot. Welcome to FUBAR
Thank
Radio,
you,
my dear.
Thank you,
gosh, what a time you've had.
No, honestly, it's been, the past like 3 months have just been absolutely bonkers. I've gone from The Apprentice, which is one of the biggest shows on BBC, straight into Celebrity Big Brother, which is Channel 5's biggest show.
What can I say? How did it start? Because what made you want to do The Apprentice? Because you had your own business, doing very well in your clothing range. What made you want to go on The Apprentice?
Honey, the £250,000 and rubbing shoulders with Lil Sugar.
Whoa, and you had a little soft spot for Mr. Sugar, didn't you?
Oh my God.
Sugar.
He could be my sugar. Sugar daddy. I'm joking,
sugar
obviously
daddy.
I'm joking. I met me on Monday. But yeah, he's fabulous, to be fair. I love him. He's honestly, I think he's absolutely great.
Did you like a bit of the old Sugar then? Yeah.
Oh,
you see,
God.
For me, I had him once as a chairman.
Oh, did you?
No. My ex played football for his club, Tottenham Hotspur, and he wasn't the nicest. But you kind of quite liked
him.
Oh,
I think he's great. Like, literally, I remember we'd be in the boardroom and then he'd crack a joke, really funny, and then I'm sure he'd look to see if we were laughing or like, oh my God, have I read that right?
Was he looking at you? Was he giving? Was Sir Sugar giving you the eye? The glad eye?
No comments, no comments. But maybe that's all I'm saying. I'm joking.
Wow, I feel love in the air, baby. You like the older man?
I do actually like the older man, yes. I do. Yeah, I don't really know where else to go with that. I don't like them younger anyway. All the same age. Ooh, heebie-jeebies.
Well, speaking of...
Hey, which one?
Well, can I just say, Callum Best seems to believe you've got a little crush
on
him.
Oh my God, I'm absolutely mortified. Like, seriously, I had an event last Tuesday and Callum's a good person to get this off text him. But do you know when you think someone fancies you? Like, he thinks I fancy him. I'm mortified. He's over my time.
Why is he not your type?
Well, I think he loves himself a bit. No, he's not. To be fair, he's a nice guy, but he's just not my... I like really sort of really funny people. I like people I can have an intellectual conversation with. I'm not really into tattoos, but he's just
he's
like,
really not you.
You know, he's not. I think when you're in the Big Brother house and you're surrounded by three men, I think you kind of... Yeah, but no, he's just not my cup of tea.
I think maybe when you're in the Big Brother house, you were giving a few massages, though you're giving them to everyone. Maybe
James
Callum,
Cosmo.
Yes. Callum maybe took it that you wanted more.
I think he genuinely thinks I fancy him. Like, genuinely, I think he thinks that.
Do you think that Callum is the kind of person that thinks that any woman that crosses his path fancies him?
Oh, 100%.
Though?
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice guy and I do like him. But yeah, like, I think, like, for me, I've got a lot of male friends and they don't read the signals wrong, man. What is wrong with this block?
And Angie, would you want Angie as a mother-in-law?
Oh, I like Angie,
I
actually.
Love Angie.
No, to be fair, I do. I think Angie's absolutely fabulous. And if she's listening, I'm sorry what I've said about Callum, but that's totally true. But I love you, Angie.
It's friends only. Friends. Sorry, Callum. She doesn't fancy you.
So what happened with old Courtney then?
Oh, to be fair, me and Courtney, he's just a little bit too young for me. And
say who Courtney. Let's talk about Courtney, because people might not know who Courtney is.
Well, so he was on The Apprentice with you.
Yes, he was. To be fair, we had a nice little romance, and he's a really nice lad, great company, but he's not my Mr. Right.
You're too tall for him.
No, well,
he must have come up to your boobs. He's quite short.
I haven't got any boobs, Lizzie, so I'm safe there.
I can see him right now, to be fair.
You're looking well. You're looking good. So what an experience. So you're so pleased you did The Apprentice. I know you didn't win it, but you were one of the real stars.
Oh, thank you. It's just been been absolutely incredible. The experience is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's changed my life, honestly, for the best.
And who did you like and not like in there?
I thought Paul was a bit of a plonker, but that's because he was really mean to me. I loved... who did I love? I love Trishna. Oh, yes. Me and Trishna. Trishy's one of my best friends. Yes. I love Courtney. Love Dylan. Sofiane I liked. There wasn't really many people I didn't like, apart from just Paul when he had a bit of a go at me, and then that was it, really.
But you were very funny in there. I loved it when you were getting a little flustered. You were so funny. My boys, as you know, adore you.
Yeah.
And they watched it and they were like, oh, Mum. And then I was pictured out with Jess. They were like, you met Jess.
It
was
like launch.
It was like Michael Jackson and Jess was there. It was like, Jess. Yeah. They were going mad for you. So, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Now, it was hard because you came in not at the beginning.
Yeah.
What was it like, that entrance, when you walked in?
Do you know what? When I was watching it, I was like, oh, my God, game player. Oh, honey, please, they're playing a game. And then when I was in there, I was like, oh, my God, everyone is so lovely. Oh, and then I came out, I was like, damn, I know what I did wrong.
But it was hard because on that first night,
yeah,
you had Kim absolutely... tearing into you, wasn't it? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, but to be, I like Kim. Yeah. I think Kim is such a cracker. She's crazy. Like, when you talk to Kim, you know you have to dedicate at least 45 minutes of not speaking because she just talks and talks and talks. I once fell asleep, bless her. I was like, back in the room.
She's amazing, though. She was very, very funny, but yeah. God, what a temper.
Yeah, did you find that troublesome in the house, the temper?
I don't like awkwardness and I don't like tension, so...
Sucks to go in Big Brother, then.
Oh, honey, none of the paycheck's good.
That's what it's about.
There's always
baby.
Exceptions to the rule.
True. But yeah, no, I think she's great. Like, she's a real character, but it was always awkward because I liked everyone in the house. Like, I thought Nicola was great and I thought Kim was great, but them two just had complete Barneys, which was really awkward, and you're in the middle and the people are like, why do you like her? I'm like, oh, just do like her. She's got it.
Have you seen all of the gifts and stuff that have come out?
Oh,
adulterer.
Adulterer.
You adulterer.
I mean, that was crazy with the... Yeah. What did you think of Jamie O'Hara and Bianca? Did you think it was real at the time or not?
I think Bianca really liked Jamie. Yeah, I do think that.
Not the other way around.
No, I think Bianca...
I felt it was real.
Shut up, Lizzie.
I did.
I think when you're in the house, everything is really heightened because you've only got each other. And, you know, Bianca's absolutely stuck... Oh, sorry, I'm kicking your radio station.
It's all right.
Bianca's...
I thought it was Callum under there.
Yeah. Tear that, you monkey. So Bianca's absolutely beautiful, stunning, amazing personality. Jamie, really good looking lad. He's got a chat and, you know, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
But I felt watching as a viewer, it was real.
I'm really shocked by this.
I wanted to have real romance.
Yeah, you wanted to.
And I know Bianca.
She's lovely.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah. She is a sweetheart. Don't look like that, but she is. But there was lots of rows, and you got a bit upset at times, Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember thinking, I want to give you a big hug. It was tough because there were a few really strong characters in there.
Yeah, I think I'm emotional anyway. I mean, that was the best when I'm like having a chat to Nicola, and then I got told off for comforting her. I was like, what? I said, what's going on?
Do you think people are playing up to the cameras in that environment? Were you playing up to the cameras at all?
Well, coming out, I could see I should have been playing up to the cameras, but I literally went in there as myself, and when I've come out and I've watched it back, I can see that I'm new to reality, and I can see that I'm new to the whole media TV thing, because you can just you can tell what people are doing to get airtime. So when I was feeling sad, I should have possibly talked through why I'm feeling sad, or when I was feeling angry, should have talked through why I was being angry. Yes. But you just don't. I don't know. Like, I think I went in there myself, and
you were very much yourself. But could you tell some of the players that have done reality TV before and how they were working it?
Not in there. Like, when I was watching it, yes, I was like, gameplay. Then when I was in there, no, did not see it at all. Then when I've come back out and I started watching it for the last week, yeah, you can see. It's bizarre.
What do you think about Colleen winning?
Oh, I like Colleen. Like, she's
were you surprised
really...
she won, though?
I thought Chloe was going to win. Mm. I was absolutely gobsmacked when Chloe left. Oh, gobsmacked. But yeah, I thought it was going to be a toss-up between Jedward and Kim to win.
Jedward just unfollowed me on Twitter today.
Oh,
I just
why?
Want to add, I'm fuming about
why?
It. I'm fuming about
why?
It. I don't know.
Oh, if you're listening, John and Edward, that's
Jedward.
Not very nice.
I know that. I was in LA with them. Can you believe that?
I love Jedward.
I was in LA they with Jedward.
They are a bit nuts, though.
They do. They talk at the same time. They talk in rhymes. Them. But I love them, too.
Oh, my God, John.
You loved everyone I love. I know.
That's because we're the same, Emma Kidd.
We're the same, babes. I should have been in there with you. I'd have supported you. But one thing that did get me was, yeah, you were trying to comfort Nicola. You got the blame. I think that was Callum and Jamie.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe Callum did think you liked him. But is that difficult in there when you're feeling like you're being read wrong?
Well, to be fair, when I was in the house, I did fancy him. I was like, oh, he's really sexy. Look at them muscles. And then, like, ow, reality slaps you in the face. I'm like, dear Lord, no, you are not my type. But I like him as a person. I think as a person, he's nice to talk to. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sorry. Hashtag not sorry.
And what are you up to now? Now you're out. What are you planning?
I love her accents too. I thought I could do some accents. She goes into about 10.
It's pretty impressive.
Don't you love it? But you really don't listen to like turn her off. I've got such an exciting next 6 months to do with the business, to do with like stuff with TV and media. But it's just I just feel dead lucky, and I feel so grateful, and I just can't believe it's all happening to me.
Because you've got the clothes range.
Yes, which
I was very lucky to be at.
Yeah. It was a good event, wasn't it?
It was great. Yeah. Great clothes.
Yeah. Good coverage.
Well, that would be a bit of a, you know, crapper if it wasn't good.
Well, more clothes than we're wearing today, may I add. But yeah, wonderful. So, Jess, what can you say, any of the TV stuff or anything exciting that you're...
I don't want to jinx it, but we've just got an exciting. I think I've got a very exciting 12 months to do with everything in the media and just to do with the business. And at the moment, I'm just grasping every opportunity and just love and laugh.
Good.
And is there room for romance?
Oh my God, is there room for romance? For Mr. Right, yes, yeah, for Mr. Right.
With those lovely long legs of yours, there must be.
But not Courtney, Callum, or the other two. Yeah.
Got it.
So, Callum, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Give it up.
You've read it wrong.
Massively wrong. I think he's reading in Spanish.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jess, you are a breath of fresh air. I love you to bits. And I'm going to be seeing you shortly because we're at Kate Garraway's
book launch. Yes, yeah.
I want to come to this.
I
love Kate Garraway.
We love Kate Garraway.
She's wearing one of the Boardroom to Boudoir prodigalfox.com outfits.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I did just plug that.
Boom, boom.
And it's very nice. It is too. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Oh, you
I'm going to take
one.
It off
Don't
her
worry.
Back. I want it. All right. Well, lovely to see you, Jess.
Oh,
I know you've got
so
to get
much.
On your way.
Thank you so
Thanks
much,
for coming
Jess.
In the
Thank
studio.
You.
Bye.
We're going to play a bit of Martika and then we're going to get her on the phone. How about
wow.
that?
Wow.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. So go all you can eat, fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And
leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play, and I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Shape of you.
FUBAR Radio presents
Good Tea on Paper. Well, you take a very strong position against drug cheats, and I respect you for that.
Yeah, and Australians as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt actually once, he's so strong against drug cheats and Australians that he went to a concert where Kylie was supporting INXS and listened to the Pet Shop Boys on his headphones.
I do not like any form of excess, whether it's in or out.
Every Tuesday, Good Tea on Paper, from 7 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Should have been this way. I
How good is that song?
I love that.
Oh, abrupt ending.
I love a bit of 80s. I'm old school, darling.
Sadly, we can't get hold of Marty Eagle at the moment.
Yeah, she's out with Paul Young at the minute.
We are trying. We are trying right now to get hold of her.
She's with the 80s mob. They're probably having a drink in the bar and she can't hear her phone.
Probably that. But
and Kajagoogoo is sitting on top of her.
Oh, don't say Kajagoogoo.
Too shy, hush, hush, I poke my eye out with what I'm wearing tonight.
But we do have something to talk about, Lizzie.
We do indeed.
Something big to talk about this week. Now, it's not, you know, we deal with paparazzi. We've seen them about.
I saw them outside the radio show about 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. Now, this week, Lily Tomlinson of One Direction fame. Have you seen the video?
I have.
So he was caught on video. Bit dubious as to exactly who was to blame.
Matching tracksuits with his girl.
With his girlfriend. And they were clearly, there was some kind of dispute at LAX, the big airport in Los Angeles. Mm. And he got arrested.
Okay. Let me tell you, I've seen the video, and anyone that watches this will see that I think he was set up. I've heard, and I know, there are certain photography agencies that set up these girls to pounce on celebrities as they walk through. Now, he was being pestered by this photographer mm-hmm. really badly as he's walking through. And I'm not going to say where I've been told, but I've got very close friends.
But you have been told.
And as he was walking through, this photographer pounced practically on him, pushed, you know, really aggressive.
Yeah.
Which was winding him up, obviously.
Of course.
Walking through.
As it would.
His girlfriend walked ahead. Then she got cornered against a wall with all these other girls, young girls, trying to pull her hood over her head and really being nasty.
Is that what they were trying to do?
That's what they were doing. And she tried to break free from them. And then obviously he sees his girlfriend, which looks like could be attacked, anything could be going on, a real fracas in the corner. He runs up and his instinct is, get off my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were horrific, apparently. And then straight away, the next day, front of page of the paper, of what, you know, he's apparently assaulted them. But they set him up, and there is a photography agency in LA that sets on, you know, he has a pack of girls that sets on celebrities to cause a fuss and to get the photograph. And I think it is so wrong. I feel so sorry for him. And for me, it's all wrong. And these girls shouldn't be allowed to publicise their story the next day and make money from it.
That's a difficult one, though, right? Because they were, even regardless of whatever the background is, they were people involved in a fight, you know? So it's like, how would you...
Well, I think you'll protect... Your instinct is to protect...
People you care about.
If mm-hmm. someone's trying to do that to one of my boys or someone I love, I would instantly... You know, I'm like a big lioness. I'd go without a second thought. And these girls were literally attacking her. And if you watch the footage, you will see that. And I feel so sorry for him, because then he looks like the bad boy and painted terribly in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another side to this. And I feel really sorry for him.
Have you ever had any bad experiences with paps?
I
feel like we're getting very serious now, Lizzie, but I want to know.
I
remember you throwing a shoe at someone.
Did throw a shoe at someone, because I'll tell you why. I was going into Nobu and I was with my family. And they were shoving and they pushed my son out of the way. And he swore. And you know what? I said, actually, do you know what? Back off. And I did a little bit. And I did throw my shoe. I then got back in the post a week later.
I mean, that's an unusual technique.
I know, but I don't know what. I just thought.
Did you take it off for your foot to throw?
I did. And I had to go and spend the whole night with one shoe on, which was great.
Did you ever get the shoe back?
I got it back a week later. They sent me it back. He took it and then photographed it and posted it.
I remember seeing the picture.
He posted it on Twitter or something. My shoe. But he very nicely gave me it back. But I think you can lose, if it's to do with my boys or something, my sons or my family members or someone I really care about, I would instinctly think protect. Because,
yeah,
you know, me, it's different. I've put myself out there. But, you know, someone I love. And I think in this instance, he saw his girlfriend, which looked like she was being attacked by, and there was a mob of girls. She was on her own. And I think it was really disgusting. I absolutely think it's terrible that he had to go through what he's been through. And he had to pay $16,000 bail.
I don't, that's probably a drop in the ocean for
no,
someone
but
like
that. Still.
No, I agree.
Listen, it's same pound to everyone. I think it's wrong.
I agree. I think.
Does anyone agree with me? Please tweet. I need to see the support for him.
One Directioners, please
One
tweet
Directioners.
In.
One Directioners. But, you know, they pretended to be fans and they weren't, you know, and I don't like that.
Does that
did.
Happen in this country? You say, you mentioned it happens in LA, but does it happen here?
I don't think to the extent. I think LA, they're pretty, you know, it's hardcore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen some of the shows on the paparazzi in LA. They are hardcore.
Yeah. Look what happened to poor Britney Spears during the...
You know, when Alec Baldwin had an incident, his brother did. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember
I do
it
remember.
Outside. You know, where they wouldn't go and then they pushed his partner and they're so aggressive. Mm. And there's no need for that. You know, and often you could say to the paps, hey, look, okay, take your picture, then can you leave us alone, get your picture? Then they will do, usually...
They'll do what you ask.
What you ask.
They're not going to be impolite.
I will say, please don't send that picture. Though some of them did. But well, I'll say, you know, please don't send that because I know you've got a shot. You know, you're coming out of a car and they're trying to do an undercut shot and try and get your underwear or your
Well, you say that, Lizzie, but then I saw this week that you posted a picture on your own Instagram of your split leather trousers.
It was a joke. It's a joke. And I got everywhere. It happens. Trousers split. Luckily not today.
Luckily not today. That would have been... Very unfortunate.
It would have been. But all is good in the
Can you explain exactly what happened? Please?
Do I have to?
Yes.
No, I was actually going off to a football match and I had a very tight pair
And you
of...
thought leather trousers were the thing to wear to a football
My
match?
My friend took the picture and then she sent me it and we offered a few drinks. I thought it was funny the next day.
Not to was the, pretty not... funny, to be fair.
My boys weren't amused.
They weren't?
My son said, Mum. I was wearing... Listen, I had good undies on.
You did have good undies.
Get off the topic. I've just got a text. Listen, you don't know what things happen. That's life. But my trousers haven't split today. You're very, you know...
I am feeling very
other
lucky.
Other things may be showing, but not my bottom.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are. But you're looking good, so it's not a problem.
Thanks, darling. Thank
it's all right.
you.
It's all right.
Yes, it's been quite an eventful week. But I did... You, what is your views on it, then? Did you think he deserves it? Did you think that...
On Louis?
If you're famous, you deserve that, and you've got to put up with it, put up and shut up, you sell your soul when you become famous. What's your view?
I think it's very interesting that this didn't happen to Harry Styles or Liam Payne... or any of the other members of One Direction. Louis, from what I have heard, can be a little bit of a diva. And it seems interesting to me that it was him, the one that it happened to.
But he also
you didn't
had
see...
been through a lot. He, you know, he lost his mum.
Of course, of course. And there's no, I'm not taking away from that.
No.
But I just think it's interesting. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know quite what it means...
But I thought he, you know, I thought he was not so the troublesome one. The one that was troublesome left.
Well, yeah, but remember the video, the smoking weed?
Oh, yeah.
That was Louis and Zayn. I don't know. I don't know. I think
just
it's a funny
think
one.
Sometimes you cross the line. I understand if you're in the public eye and you're that famous, you're going to get pestered. You're going to have to put up with it. You're going to have to put up with having your picture taken and people asking for autographs and being, you know, when you're with your girlfriend, you're going to get, you know, interfered. And but when you cross that line, they cross the line. They got physical. And
yes, I agree. That was.
She felt scared
wrong.
And he was scared for her.
Well,
and I
of course.
Think you're going to react.
Yeah, I get that.
You're human.
I do understand that. There has been more than just paparazzi controversy this week there, Lizzie Cundy.
Not with me, is it?
There's been some
not
controversy with you.
Again.
Not what? About your love life. Yeah, not about on. Your love life.
Come on.
I saw you on the TV.
Oh, you Kate, had, with my Kate Burley, who I love.
With Kate Burley. You were talking about women wearing heels in the office.
Yes.
Now, you're a fan of high heels. I am a fan of high heels. Sadly, though, I don't often come in a size 10.
Yeah, but legs look better in heels.
Well, that wasn't the point.
No, I know, but it's true fact.
So you are arguing the point, I believe, that women, if their bosses ask them to, should wear high heels. Is that correct? Was that what you were saying?
Listen, if you're... what I'm saying, your shoe wear should fit the role... of the job. If you're a trainer in a gym, you wear a trainers. Mm-hmm. If you're a nurse, you're not going to wear 9-inch stilettos, obviously. If you're on a busy ward running up and down, you're going to wear flats with a policewoman. But if your boss...
That would be quite funny, a policewoman running around
in high heels with a high pair of kinky
boots.
Come here!
Stop!
Now listen, if your boss says, I need you to look, you've got to look, you're on front desk and he wants you to look a certain way, and you go for a job and he would want you to wear heels, then I'm afraid you have to wear heels. Now, this lady knew that job. She had to wear heels because she's walking clients back and forth to rooms. She wanted to wear a horrible pair of loafers and he said it isn't the look. Sorry, then don't go for the job. Am I not correct? Look, if you're a nurse, you know, but it's the same as if you're wearing a scruffy old tracksuit and you've got to present Sky News. The bosses would say, wear a suit, look presentable. You have to look presentable. Do you not agree?
I completely agree with you.
Wow!
But...
Yes, you agree. Put it right. Get a pen, quick.
That doesn't...
I'm licking the...
I agree with what you're saying in principle. I think when it comes to high heels, you're talking about an item of clothing that prohibits and restricts a woman.
Oh, please. Heels are... But I'm not talking you have to wear 10-inch heels. Look at Theresa May. You can have kitten heels. A heel, a little heel, is not going to hurt your back. If it is and it's a physical you know, you obviously can't wear heels. But please, come on. It's a uniform. I've said my piece.
Just because you're... But you wouldn't... So if a man was on the front desk...
I'd expect him to look the part. I expect him, probably be shaven. Half the
Excuse
guys
me,
I know.
What's wrong with the beard?
But it's acceptable in radio, okay?
Because no one
you
can see it.
You want to look like Jeremy Corbyn. That's up to you. No, I love a beard. But if you're on the front desk and you're doing a role where you have to be presentable, then if they want you clean shaven, you've got to be clean shaven. Half the boys in the city that I know don't want to wear a tie, but they have to wear a tie every day. It cheeses them off. But they've got to wear it because they've got to look the part. It's the part of the role.
Do you ever wear flats? I've never seen it.
I can't walk in them. I walk. I trot.
What
I
the hell does that mean?
Because I cannot. Even when I was pregnant, my last son was a big baby, and I was huge. Well, I thought I was huge, and I could not wear flats. Everyone's like, you're going to fall. I was like, I cannot wear flats. I couldn't walk.
So have you actually altered the shape of your foot?
My arches are very high. I've got high arches. Woo! And I walk. I'm like on tiptoes. I can't walk on flat with flats. It's odd for me.
I wish I had these dramas, darling. Honestly.
I do everything in heels, from cooking
I have got
to
this one pair of trainers.
Let me see them.
I'm trying to show you.
Oh, well, I quite like those.
They're comfortable.
Yeah, they're comfy, but I won't be seeing dead in them.
What's wrong with them?
They're good for boys, but not for girls.
But then that's sexist, isn't it? Asking girls to wear one thing and not boys.
Yeah,
well, I'm not saying it is sexist, isn't it? No.
But then what a very good point I made on Sky News, is it reverse sexism? What if your boss came in? What if Richard Desmond walks in with a 9-inch pair of Louboutins?
Lizzie,
would you go, this is weird? He wouldn't be taken seriously in his business meeting.
Yes, but Lizzie, you're talking about two different things.
I'm not.
You are.
I think I'm making a very good point, and I know Piers Morgan and many people would agree with me.
Fair enough. Do you know what this brings me on to, though? Do you know what this
the girls are not. My lovely girls are not happy with
no,
you.
No, they're not happy.
But if that's the role, if they've said we need you to wear heels for this job, you can't then go and going, no, I want to wear a pair of DMs. I'm not doing it.
I understand that, but there is a difference between wearing a pair of DMs and wearing a pair of comfortable flats.
If your boss has said they want you to wear a heel or a slight heel, you've got to do it, okay? That is it's a uniform. It's like wearing a tracksuit instead of a suit for a job. It's like not wearing your tie. And I don't care. That's what I believe.
Good.
And every feminist is going to probably want to burn a picture.
You're the anti-feminist.
No, I just believe in what is right. I do. And that's what I say.
By whose judgment? By your judgment.
Lizzie Gundy.
That just because you think it's right, babes.
No, but That is true.
Right, so you know, we do
don't go for the job, Stephen, if you've done
I'm not going
heels.
For the bloody job.
Well, you seem to want to.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
If.
So, okay, give me this. If you were going to get paid a load of money mm-hmm. and they said to you, okay, but we need you to look more presentable, you need to shave that beard off, would you say, no, I'm not going to do it?
Yes, I would say, no, I'm not going to do it. Because if you want me, you take me with my beard. Tough tits.
God knows, I've got wildlife living in that beard.
Excuse me, I've trimmed it down especially for you, Cundy.
I love it. It's looking, yeah, has a little.
You like a hairy man.
I do, actually. I like hair. I love hair. I hate men that have loads of waxing. I like a hairy
good,
man.
Good.
It's caveman. I like men to be men. That gives you a rash.
Not if it's this long. Soft.
Yeah,
my beard's
bristly,
quite soft.
It can give you a rash.
My beard's soft.
Tickles your thighs. Oh, ho.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah. True.
Now, you know what this brings me on to, Lizzie?
Oh, please, it's don't talk about my love life.
No, it's not good. Your bloody love life.
Thank you for 1 week.
It's my favourite part of the show.
Dare to wear.
I think I'm daring it tonight.
To be honest, I
Sorry,
think
look,
you pretty much
covered,
are.
So
I can't see nipples.
It's a punk. It's a punk look. Because I used to be a punk.
I would be very surprised if a punk would agree with you.
I thought it's quite punky. Fishnets? No? I think so.
Maybe, but not with like a red bra and a new blow dry. Dare to wear this evening.
You said blow dry, didn't you? Nothing else.
I said blow dry. Okay. Dare to wear this evening.
I'm so excited.
Now, usually I know what we're doing. Today I don't know what we're doing.
No, I don't either.
So it's going to be a surprise to you and me.
It is a surprise. And I'm very excited. I'm waiting for when the weather gets hotter. I'm going to wear the most... I hope they're going to dare me to wear an amazing little bikini.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
No, we're going to get you to dress up like you're going to fight in Iraq. That's what we're going to do. How fab is that? You're going to go fight ISIS.
The Taliban.
We're going to take you to Afghanistan.
Wow. No, please don't. I don't want to go to Baghdad.
Too late. We're doing it now.
Okay.
How about a bit of Jennifer Lopez while we get you ready?
I love J-Lo.
Again.
We've got
What's
a bit
happening
of J-Lo. The little switches aren't working.
Right, okay. We'll play something else. How about a bit of Chainsmokers?
Oh, I love that. It's my favourite.
Don't let me down.
think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head, darling, I hope that you'll be here when I need you the most.
With Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all. And you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. For making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Human after all, don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
You enjoy that?
I love that track.
Can I just say, my dad just texted me. Do you know what he said? He told us to move on. We were being boring.
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. Because we were talking about One Direction.
And feminism and heels.
Burn your bra.
If you burn your bra, we'd see everything,
wow,
Lizzie. There'd be nothing left.
Cause an explosion, this bra. And summer special.
Well, it is pretty special.
Talking of which, I was at the football, West Ham.
Yeah.
Where Jackie Gold, the owners, David Gold. That's another story.
I don't know who they are. Do you know we've got our next guest on the phone right now?
It's not my favourite.
It's your favourite.
Oh wow, my favourite, Geordie Shoreboy. Ricky,
are you there?
Hello, Treacles. How are you doing? You alright?
We're really good.
Ricky,
you know, just off air, Lizzie was saying you're that good. She thinks you're very attractive.
I can't believe you just said
oh,
that.
Oh, Lizzie, I've actually met you a few years ago.
Yeah, I know, I remember.
We were down in London to press for MTV, actually, and we were talking about a few stories, if you remember. Oh, you've been anywhere, you okay?
We're going to keep that to ourselves. Yeah, I'm very well, darling. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good.
Going hot.
Been over Australia, back in the UK, so I live between the two countries, enjoying life. You know how it goes.
Have you been enjoying life a bit too much, Ricky? Because we've seen pictures of you today, and I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You're eating a McDonald's on the beach. Who does that? You get sand in your Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just enjoyed your burger.
So
I've
enjoyed Australia a little bit too much, yeah. I mean, I've always been like a massive health gym freak. And then when I got to Australia, the way of living over there, one goes out during the day, you drink cocktails, you have the beers because it's 40 degrees all the time, and then you leave the gym for a few weeks, and then you leave it for more few weeks, and then you're enjoying life still, and then you're filming, doing bits and pieces, and then you can't be bothered to go back to the gym, and yeah, it just was a bit of a...
Have you let
a little bit out of control.
You've let it all hang out a little bit. Were you pushing your tummy out? It looks like you're pushing your tummy out. You're not... look good.
Oh, cheers.
Right.
I mean, all the comments and stuff being getting and stuff. I mean, I've got, like... I mean, you're getting from Geordie Shore and stuff like that, but people are, like, saying, oh, you look pregnant... and you fat this, you fat that. It's like, Jesus Christ, people don't have no respect whatsoever.
Someone thought you were pregnant. I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't read those pregnant comments, Ricky. Don't read them. I gave up reading them ages ago.
I laughed at them.
But darling.
Yeah, a few of the Geordie Shore lads obviously been taking the mick and stuff, which is a bit standard, but I mean, the way it goes.
So, how are you going to
back.
Get rid of it?
I'll be back.
Are you going to the gym?
Yeah,
are you going to make yourself?
I need to, really, don't I? Yeah, I mean, I finished filming a movie at the end, towards back in last year and stuff, and I just enjoyed life a little bit too much and stuff. So
relaxing.
That's all it was. But yeah, I'm going to get back in the gym. I'll get my eight-pack back.
Ooh.
And I'll be looking real sweet, real catering, real naughty for the summer. Don't you worry about that.
But you're not angling for a fitness DVD, are you? Or are you?
No. I've seen all the comments now. 100%. I will not be bringing a DVD out. I tell you that right now. There's no DVD.
It's a shame. I'd buy that.
All coming out.
I would buy it, Ricky.
Nah, no.
Listen,
way.
I can show you some exercise moves if you want.
Right, okay.
That's an offer you
can't
refuse.
I've got a good one that works.
You can't turn that down.
No, Ricky, I just said, I think you're one of the most handsome boys that was in that show, honestly. Oh, there's Vicky Patterson. Now listen, your love life has been quite controversial, hasn't it?
Yeah, and do you know what I mean? The whole Vicky thing. I mean, it still sort of boils us inside. You know, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I did Big Brother and stuff, obviously, I releasing that book at that time, which was an absolute pile of dog shit.
Right.
With her going on and saying nothing but the truth, it was just. Absolutely, a few made up little things to try and
sell
a book, and obviously it coincided with me going into Big Brother, and then I mean Jay, one of my best mates from when I was in there. I mean, she was doing story after story after story. So, I mean, it's only fair that obviously I get them to do my side. So obviously, I do want to obviously I will be telling all of my book, and obviously there's a lot of stories that people don't know about and stuff. So this isn't about revenge. It's obviously just playing out.
Just saying how it actually is.
Yeah, exactly, Lizzie, exactly. And it's not about just getting revenge at all. I think it's only fair, obviously, she said her side, it's only fair I said mine. And then, to be honest with you, I want nothing, I don't even want to hear her name again. I mean, even like 2 years ago on New Year, it's just, trying to add me again, so I just blocked her. It's just weird. It's just weird after all the things she said.
She's ringing. I can hear her ringing in the background, Ricky.
No.
She's like, stop talking, gag him. But can she put a stop
not.
To that?
But yeah,
do you think she'll want to put a stop to this?
I mean, everything that comes up about my name, she's slagging me off, saying this and saying that. So, I mean, look, I'm just going to obviously say my side, and there's a lot of stuff people don't know. Like a lot of stuff that went on behind the scenes and stuff like that. So I'm 100% going to say my side, and then obviously just leave it at that. And that was that. I mean, obviously it's been 3 years since we split up.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like any other relationship, like the Peter and Jordan thing and stuff like that. I mean, once you've had a relationship in the public eye and is volatile. As me and Vicky were, especially on Geordie Shore.
Well, you were under
stuff.
The lens,
I mean,
the whole time,
year and a half.
Weren't you? You were being photographed, filmed every move.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was a high-pressured relationship. And we were in and out of filming all the time. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I want to get off my chest. And it will be off my chest. And then it will be left after that.
And how do you feel when you watch it? Because she has done very well on the TV. You know, she's done, obviously, I'm a Celebrity, and she's done many things. Is it hard for you to watch? Do you feel a bit frustrated in a way?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm doing my own thing anyway.
Yeah.
We all tend to do our own things and live our own lives and own careers and stuff like that. I couldn't care less how she's doing or anything like that. Not going to be a friendship ever, and I mean, there's too much blood being shed and lies being said and stuff like that. Basically, but I mean, all will be revealed and talked, and then it'll be left from my side, to be fair. Like I said, once you've been jumping on TV shows stuff like that, I haven't been trying to sell story after story after story like she was. Wow. But I said, all I'm going to do is put my side over there and then it'll be left. So,
right. Oh, well, I hope when you have your book, you'll invite my dear self and Stephen.
I want to come too. Better be a good launch party.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Will you do it in Newcastle? Will you be in London, Ricky, do you think? Do you come to London
more
quite
than
a
likely,
bit?
Probably, yeah, but I've only been back for a couple of months, Lizzie, so... Because obviously I've been over in Australia, so I'm like in between the two countries, so which is a good life to live.
And did you like Australia? Did you like the Australia? You obviously enjoyed the fine dining.
Obviously you can tell I enjoyed it a little bit too much. But, I filmed a movie out there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this.
So it's called Bore. I think it's out October. It's an Australian horror film directed by Chris Sun. It's the first film I've actually been in.
Wow.
It was absolutely crazy, like absolutely next level from reality TV and stuff.
And it's a horror film?
It was mad being a part of. Yeah, it's a horror film. It's called Bore. It's a massive pig in the outback. you can imagine what goes on. So,
sounds wild.
Yeah, it's great. So, yeah. Did they understand you in Australia?
Did they understand your Geordie accent?
They did. It wasn't. I don't think I talk that broad anyway. I talk fast. But I was doing radio there for Kiss, and I was also like to slow down my speech and slow down my talking.
They are quite slow out there, the Australians, aren't they? They're kind of laid back and. Good day, mate.
Hey guys.
Yeah, they're right. Hey, guys.
Yeah, it was good, though.
You enjoyed it.
They're all up at, like, 4:30 in the morning running up and down the beach, and there I am sitting on the beach eating my Big Mac. So they're all, like, fitness freaks and that as well. But, yeah, it was good being out in Australia. It was good. Obviously, I'll be going back because I'm filming a TV show with Melody from the Pussycat Dolls as well.
Called Australia's Ultimate Worldie,
so... There's a lot going on, but I'm just in the UK at the minute because I'm looking at setting up a business over here, and then I'm going to be going back out there.
So do you consider Australia home now?
Between the two. I call both of them home now, to be honest with you. I mean, I was over there for a year, but that's obviously just... So I was doing a lot of things over there and having the first year over there, getting things set up.
Right.
So it's just nice that I can live between the two, really.
Yeah. And when you come back to the UK, are you up in Newcastle most of the time?
Yes, I'm up in Durham at the minute. So I know Durham well.
I've never been to Newcastle. I've never been to Newcastle.
Have you never been to Newcastle?
No. Wait, hey, man, I need to call.
The party capital of the UK.
I know one of the Newcastle players, ex-player, Stephen Taylor.
Yes, I know you do him. I know you know him. I know you know him because we've had this conversation before on this.
She can't remember. Can't be too many Proseccos.
Apparently you know him real well.
I don't. I really don't. Ricky, stop it. I don't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and are you going to want to work more in Australia? Do you think that is something, could you live out there? You know, a lot of people that go to Australia think, God, I love it. I could just live out there. Love the life.
Yeah, definitely 100%. I mean, like I said, at the minute I'm looking for property over here because I'm wanting to settle a business over here that I will be going back out. So it's just sorting things out and just sort of building. I'm 30 years old now, Lizzie, and I've sort of done all the reality TV shows.
God, you're nearly as old as me.
The young and...
I've done all the young...
yeah, I've done all the young, like, you know, singles ones kind of thing. So I've kind of set myself up now. And then, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed filming that movie. And I know there's been good praises from the director, and there's been a bit of interest on that side of things and that as well. So
do you think acting is something?
Going to acting as well.
Yeah, acting is something you could possibly want to do full time.
100%. Honestly, once you get that bite for it, honestly, I was filming all night, I was filming to about 13 and a half hours straight. The buzz that you get, I mean, even filming and stuff, it was just insane. Like 70, 80 people on set, like on cranes filming you and stuff like that. I mean, even getting directed by Chris Sutton, it was next level, like next level. And to be saying that, it's going into the cinemas and that, so it's just mad. It's absolutely crazy. Wow. So I was pretty fortunate to get the part early, and
did you have to audition?
Enjoy doing it again,
Ricky. Did you have to audition for the part? How did it come about?
So I met the director about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it was when I was touring Australia, and we've kept in touch ever since. And with just doing that, he said, "Oh, I might have a part for you if you fancy it." So I got an acting coach. I had an acting coach for a while, which was good. It was different because obviously you're not playing yourself. You're trying to play a different person. So it's not like just going on TV and getting smashed and picking up birds and that kind of stuff. It's obviously you're playing a completely different. You've got to get in the zone and doing that. So I mean, doing all that and reading the script and having an acting coach. And then when you're just on set filming and stuff, it's just all eyes are on you. And it was quite, I was absolutely caking. For the first, honestly, I don't get nervous doing anything, but I'm not joking. Like the two nights before, I was up all night reading my script. I was up, I was asleep. Then I was like, I'm forgetting my lines. Because even the way that you say words and stuff like that, it's like, it's
got to
be said with exactly. So I mean, it was just mad. So I'm definitely looking into doing more stuff.
Oh, I'm excited! Well. I'm excited for you. Yeah. It's a long way away from Geordie Shore.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, Lizzie, I've done Geordie Shore, X on the Beach, Celebrity Big Brother, Celebrity Dinner Day. Now I'm filming Australia's Other World. It's like the whole reality side. I'm going to run out of TV shows soon. Reality TV shows.
What do you make of Geordie Shore now, like, though? I mean, it's obviously had... There's only really Gaz, I think, that's the original.
I mean, actually, you know what it is? I think give them... I've seen a lot of the ex-cast members saying, oh, it's changed now, it's flat. But at the end of the day, we all started off in that position as well.
Yep.
Wanting to go on there and have fun and with our friends. I don't see anything against whatsoever. Everyone grows up and everyone goes through and give them all a chance of going on there, having their own fun and building a career for themselves as well. Gabe, it's a great platform. Honestly, I'll never be so thankful. Even though I got made out to be the baddie sometimes, you obviously need to have your goodies and you have your baddies and stuff. And I used to have to turn my trick off because me and Dickie were arguing again and fighting again and stuff like that. But, I mean, that kind of platform that MTV gives you and that type of show and stuff, I mean, I wish everyone the best from the show. And obviously with all these young kids going on it and stuff now, I mean, everyone should, instead of just slagging it, because I know fine well anyone else in this world, if they got the opportunity to go on, they would jump at the chance. It's one of the biggest TV shows in the world.
Makes your household
name. So let them go on, let them have fun. Exactly. So instead of people slating it and saying, oh, it's different now. Yeah, of course it's different now. We're not all going to continue doing it in Zimmer frames and be like, oh, yeah, we've been tonight, the 69th series of Geordie Show. So, I mean, yeah, so it's about giving the young kids a chance and let them enjoy it. And if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it, but don't be slagging it.
But, Ricky, would you not like to settle down now? Would you not? Because you're getting, not that you're getting older, but you are, we all are. But would you like to settle down now, kids, and have a nice girl, wifey?
I've got a girlfriend, Lizzie.
Oh.
So I've had a girlfriend for a little while, but I keep it very private now, in all honesty.
Why is that? Is that because of what happened with Vicky?
Just growing up, Steve, just with everything. I think having it a little bit more private, you're not getting everyone commenting and you're having it so public and stuff like that. It's just growing up and just maturing, really.
Did she come out to Australia with you?
She's Australian herself.
Oh, that makes more sense. That's why you're out there.
All right, mate. She's out there. Right, I'm out. We're going to the bush tonight.
She's absolutely stunning, but she's one of the nicest people I've ever met as well. She's so down to earth. So yeah, I couldn't be happier, really.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
I'm pleased for you.
The
little
kind of.
Aussie, you've got to watch those Aussie women. I had a fight with one in Sydney when I went.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I did. It was called Jackson on George. Did you go to Sydney, Ricky? Anyway, we was only.
Yeah, yeah, I was. Honestly,
he was Sydney. Sydney's great fun.
I was in cocktails, man, every day. Great. It's absolutely great. That's what I mean with Sydney, though. You can go out at 12, you can go out all day, get your nice shirt on, get your pair of jeans and stuff on. You're out all day drinking cocktails because it's 30 odd degrees. And then, you know, I didn't really go clubbing unless I was doing PAs next. I think I've done over 100 PAs in Australia. I've done the most PAs anyone's ever done.
Oh, my word!
Yeah, wow. I know. So literally, I've absolutely smashed the back arse out of Australia with doing PAs and that.
And
I've absolutely cleaned up.
I'm so happy for you, and I think acting's a really good thing for you because and the way you're looking, you could play the Godfather. No, I'm joking. No, you look. I think I said before the show, you're one of the most handsome boys, and you're a lovely person, and I really like you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Blizzy. I appreciate that. Thanks for the love.
And I wish
don't worry, I'll get the six pack back.
Get a six pack and come in the studio.
Summer's coming up.
We can't wait. We're so excited. But Ricky, listen, best of luck with the acting and everything. And thanks for being on.
I appreciate it, guys. Cheers for having us on as well.
Thank you very much,
bye,
Ricky.
Bye, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a lovely guy.
Well, you think he's particularly lovely.
I just think he was very, very nice. We had some nice chats, which he cared to reveal.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
His book sounds interesting.
I mean, there's plenty going on in the world of Ricky.
I don't think Vicky's going to be too happy.
Probably not. And I do like Vicky, I have to say.
I actually really like her.
But who
really
knows what goes on behind closed doors?
We don't know. I love Ricky, but, you know, he whenever I've met him, he's been absolutely charming and lovely.
Good to know.
And was good. He's good fun. Good interview.
Yeah.
He's going
to
be an actor.
Plenty to say. Do you fancy a bit of Cher?
Oh, my God, I'm wearing her outfit tonight, of course.
You really are, actually, yeah. Bit of Cher, Believe.
Let's do it.
Try.
I'm feeling it. It's an anthem. You are really dressed like Cher today.
I am Cher.
If only your hair was a bit bigger.
Yeah, I need bigger, more curls.
Yeah.
And I need to point more, a bit more lace.
Point, yeah, you've got the Cher point down. I can see it.
I need to sit on that tank. My legs
are gunned. The gunship.
Do you remember the
Yeah,
gunship?
That was impressive.
I love a bit of Cher. She still looks great. As does Joan Collins. Did you see her at the premiere last night?
I saw her at the premiere. I saw her on TV today.
83.
83. That wig is working hard.
Percy, her husband, is 51.
What do you know about Percy?
Percy's a great name.
Do you know him well?
Yeah, I have met Percy a few times. Very lovely chap.
Is he?
Yeah, but he obviously adores her.
Really?
You know, it's all variety of life, isn't it? Huh? But look, I hope, yeah, I might be a nice young one when I'm 83. Probably will have. Hopefully.
Do you know what I want to talk to you about? Because it's been bugging me.
Something's bugging. I could tell you're irritated.
I'm irritated.
Yeah, come on.
Candy, I'm irritated. Cheryl, she has no surname anymore.
Cheryl, we don't know what her surname is, though I saw her ex-husband just about 2 hours ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He called me. He saw my bottom.
Oh.
Yeah, in the pictures. No, he was great. He looked good, actually. He's going boxing. We're in the same boxing gym.
Oh.
In Marylebone. We're going to train together.
Nice. But.
Talking of butts.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Now, there's been all these stories. Cheryl's given birth. No, oh, wait. No, she hasn't. Oh, Cheryl confirms. Oh, wait. No, she hasn't actually said that she's pregnant.
I don't care anymore. I'm going to say it now. I don't care. I've had enough.
You've had enough of Cheryl?
Yes.
Cheryl.
Is she pregnant? Is she not? No, she won't say. She will say. Don't ask her in an interview. She's got a huge bump. Yeah, but don't mention the bump. Oh, my God. You're pregnant.
What do you think is going on here?
I just think it's generating more press, but they're not saying.
Right.
And it's working. It's a good PR scam. But I feel it's taking the mick out of the fans. I think, just be honest, I know you probably think, I'm Cheryl, I was in Girls Aloud, did X Factor, got sacked from there, then brought back on. I've had funny husbands. My friends. But, you know, she's had enough of the press and she wants privacy. But come on, be fair to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take the mick.
But essentially you don't care, is what you're saying now.
No.
Wait, what about when she has the baby? Will you care then?
No, I wish her all the well, and new life in the world is fantastic, obviously, but it's become boring. I mean, she didn't admit she was pregnant, and then you suddenly see her in the L'Oreal advert and there's a big bump. I just think it's nice to say, you know, everyone celebrate. You've been very supportive of me throughout the years.
Yeah.
Don't pretend it's not happening or it isn't happening, and I'm trying to play this cat and mouse game.
Why do you think she's doing it,
I don't
it,
like
though?
People that play games, okay? Be straight and honest.
But why don't you think? Why do you think she's doing that?
Publicity, probably.
Oh, really? That's straightforward.
Well, I just don't see why else, you know, anyone else wouldn't, you know, everyone else just comes out and says it. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bucks, another one, up the duff.
Yeah.
There's a few at the minute.
There are, aren't there?
Yeah, something in the air. It's spring.
Daniel Lloyd.
But I just think be fair to everyone that supported you. You're in the public eye. No harm. Yes. With this cat and mouse game, you're causing more publicity, more people intruding, more silly stories. Do you not agree?
I do agree. And I mean,
you've agreed with me many times today.
And, well, like, kind of.
We'll get on to Trump in a bit.
Cheryl calling you, right?
It is Cheryl saying.
I think that Cheryl can do whatever she wants, really. I mean, it's her life. She doesn't have to. But when it comes to promoting her music, people are going to want to buy it and they want to know more about her. You know what I mean? She's not at the level of. She's not Beyonce.
But do you think she's going to want to continue the music? Do you think she'll think, I've got a baby now, I'm with a very wealthy pop star?
Yeah.
Do I need to do it all? I mean, she might just think, you know what, forget it. Maybe she will become a recluse.
What, like the blonde one from ABBA?
Yeah, I love
Agnetha.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Frida didn't.
I kind of get what you mean. I'm kind of caring less now. Yeah.
But has she had the baby? Is it in secret? Will the baby then suddenly appear age 3
on a photo,
in dungarees?
On a photo shoot. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm intrigued to see what happens.
When you don't speak, it does cause more fuss. That's what the enigma is with Kate Moss. If you don't talk or give interviews,
yeah,
everyone wants you.
But why do you think people care so much about someone like Cheryl? Because they do.
I think because she was an Asian sweetheart. We all loved her. We loved her from getting into the Girls Aloud group, going on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
She's a beautiful looking girl and had a talent. She'd done well. She was from Newcastle, not the best side of, you know, town. She'd had a tough upbringing. Her brother had been in trouble and she made it good. And it was a nice, good story. She's a good looking girl.
Do you think she wasn't as good looking?
She married the footballer, then cheated on it. You know, you kind of felt a bit sorry for her in some ways as well.
Tale as old as time.
Don't marry a footballer.
Tune as old as song. Yeah, I don't know.
But I kind of just think she was normal and down to earth. So you kind of felt, you know, you related to her a little bit. That's
what
I
feel.
And now it's become this, you know, playing games with the press. Is she, isn't she?
Yeah.
The mystique of it all. And probably she's just maybe thinking, I just don't want the press and choose her. But in fact, she's bringing more onto herself. That's what I feel.
What do you think about the other members of Girls Aloud? I was thinking about this the other day. What's happened to them? What are your thoughts on the other members?
Well,
you seem to be taking a bit of a quieter stance towards life.
Yeah, Sarah Harding is a friend of mine, and she is adorable. I love Sarah. And she's a trier. She tried the West End. She did Ghost, the musical, which I went to see, which I actually thought was very good.
She's not doing it now, though.
And it got panned. And I think it's very hard for them to, you know, try and do something different without the press absolutely hammering them. I think it's really sad. And Sarah, for out of all of them, I think is one of the biggest grafters and triers. And I really like her. And I think she doesn't give up. And she takes a lot of stick in the press. But Kimberly's very nice. Kimberly's done well. She's done presenting this morning. She's got a family. You know.
Couple of magazine covers.
Nicola was never the friendliest.
Do you know what? I've actually had a couple of interactions with Nicola and found her to be lovely. No?
Well, everyone's different with other people, aren't they? I just always found Sarah far more warm.
What about Nadine?
Cheryl was always nice. Nadine, I love Nadine, but she did fib about her passport.
Mummy, where's my passport? Where'd you put my passport?
I can't get that out of my head. I'm once a fibber, always a fibber in my eyes. Sorry.
Did I just say I was 16?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm 18.
I'm sorry. Louis, that was
You're going to have
hilarious.
To leave the band. Oh, but wait, you can audition for the British one, Nadine, so no harm done.
Listen, you can't. Look, she tried. She's a trier. She tried to pull the wool over their eyes and
didn't
got
work.
Caught out.
Didn't work.
Poor old Nadine. But a very nice girl. Whenever I've interviewed her, very sweet. How about you?
I love Girls Aloud. I went on their final tour and blah, blah, blah. Cheryl's actually my least favourite.
Out of all of them, she's very friendly with me. I saw her at Simon's party, the summer party at Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
But that's when she must have been first pregnant.
Ah, she wasn't drinking.
She wasn't drinking. She was on her phone in the corner.
Interesting.
Saying, where are you?
Liam. Where are you, Liam?
Liam.
Liam, I miss you, Liam.
What is broke, Liam? Anyway, no, but she's always been very pleasant, very nice to me.
Good. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that someone likes her in the world.
Yes, but...
And you're also a good friend with her ex-husband, so I don't know how this is working.
Well,
You're just friends with everyone, aren't you, Lizzie? This is the problem.
I loved Ashley because we got on very well, and I stuck up for him on Good Morning Britain. I even got a hot cup of tea over me.
Oof.
Alicia Duval threw tea at me.
Oh,
do
dear.
You not remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I'm going to have to Google that when I get
home.
You'll
Google it. We made the paper. I made sure of it. Ashley Cole, I love him as a footballer. I think, I know, but obviously not husband material for her.
Yeah.
But JB's a friend.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's always very pleasant to me.
Good. What more can you want from a person?
Exactly. He's very
pleasantness.
Charming. He's charmed.
Now, Lizzie, some bad news. You're leaving me now.
I'm afraid, guys. I have to go. I'll tell you why. It's a big book launch of my dear friend Kate Garraway. I said I'll be there at 6
o'clock.
Wasn't
invited, but that's fine.
I'm still not there, and it's a big publishing thing, and I'm going to get my bottom smacked. Though I love you dearly, Stephen.
Of course you do.
But we have loads of great tunes. We've got Michelle Heaton coming on.
We do. We're actually going to play a bit of Liberty X in a bit.
And I love you all. That's all I've got to say, and I hope you love me back.
And you'll be back next week, right?
Of course.
Good, so you're not abandoning me forever.
I would never do that to you.
There's
darling.
Only been once on this show before I've had to do it by myself, and it was my first show, Lizzie, and I had to present it by myself.
Well, my mum
I was
said,
terrified.
It's always, you have to throw them in the deep end.
I'm
it's
fine
true.
Now, babes, it's fine.
You're
I'm
a pro.
I'm sad.
You are such a pro.
But I'll be fine.
Darling, I'm getting steps in for you. Be happy.
Yeah, please do. I want them to sign my T-shirt. That'll make it
dead
special.
Do you even want H in?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, after all that bitching about Cheryl, I'm going to play a bit of a Cheryl track.
Yay!
How about that? I'll go and have good fun at your party, and then we'll get Michelle Heaton on the phone afterwards.
I love you loads. I love everyone. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, Lizzie. I'm not going to lie and pretend that's my favourite Cheryl song, because it's not. But that's fine, you know. We couldn't play the one I really wanted. But, you know, we'll live. Got our final guest now on the phone. Michelle Heaton, are you there?
Hello, I am.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
You know, thanks for coming on. Now, usually it is me with Lizzie Cundy. She has now had to depart the studio.
Yeah.
To go to a fabulous party with Kate Garraway, which I was not invited to. Obviously, I'm furious about that.
She is always out. I don't know how, does it? I don't know. When does she sleep?
I don't think she does. I think she's like a vampire. She just lies.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was going to call her a vampire, but I thought that was a little bit bold.
So you let me do it instead.
I'm going to blame you.
That's fine. I mean, I always take the rap for these things. That's fine. How have you been?
Yeah.
You're back from Australia now, I believe.
I am, obviously, yes, I am back. I got back a few weeks ago. I was there touring with Liberty X and Tommy Kitten, so we had great time over there. The last few weeks I've just been training, getting ready for my cycling.
Yes, this is very exciting. So you're going to be going around India on a bike.
That is right, yes. So we leave on Saturday, and it's an aid of the Nicky Waterman charity, challenge for Brain Tumor Research UK, and we're going to be going to Kerala, so we're very, very excited. There's about 20 of us going.
Wow.
And we leave Saturday evening and we're away for exactly a week, and we're covering just around about 200 miles in very, very, very hot, humid weather. So it's going to be testing, but I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Have you been training?
I have. I've been training as best as I can, considering I've been away. But Alex, who is here right now, say hi, Alex.
Hello.
And hi, Alex.
Say hi, Hayley.
Hi.
Hi, Hayley.
She was doing bike rides with us as well. It was actually Alex's mum who passed away from the brain tumour last year, who we're doing this in aid of. The three of us have been training together, haven't we, Alex?
Yes. We all live locally, so we've been trying really hard. And getting on the roads of Hertfordshire and getting our bottoms ready for what's to come.
Yes, saddle sore. I mean, that's not pleasant, yeah. Right?
Well, I think we've been all right. I've actually been, touch wood, I'm touching my head right now. We haven't been too bad. We've been on the bike every day for the last week, just in preparation. Now, it's only been an hour a day. When I say only an hour, I know that sounds a lot, but we're going to be cycling about 7 hours when we're over there a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get our bum kind of used to it. But we've packed lots of Sudu cream.
And other cream.
and lots of other types of creams as well.
Are you scared? I would be terrified.
No, I don't. Do you know what? I don't get scared of any of these kind of challenges. I get really excited.
Really,
I love putting myself in situations that test you and that really push you to your limits. I'm not talking about bungee jumping. I'm talking about experiences that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. Something that's going to give you positivity, and we're going to take a lot out of that individually. And the reason we're doing it is to raise money, so it's a win-win.
Yes, and now I should mention, people can sponsor you, can't they?
Yes, absolutely, they can do. Obviously, all of the money goes to brain tumor research, but we've got a text number. We're going to tell you now and make everybody.
I've got it. 70660.
Yes, you are amazing.
You text Nikki to 70660.
That's right. NICKI to 70660. And that donates £5. And if everybody could do that, we'd raise so much money. It's only £5. It's such an amazing cause.
Of course.
I mean, I've been through my own battles with
of course,
things and the cancer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case,
I was very lucky. I got to prevent everything. I got that choice.
Mm-hmm.
With brain tumours, you don't get the choice. You can't always prevent it. Just treat it or you don't. And we want to raise money so that the treatment is more advanced, so that people like Alex's mum
and Hayley's mum
and Hayley's mum don't pass away. And that's the whole point of doing this. Yeah. There's an amazing crowd of us, and most have been affected by the brain tumour, by someone in their life that's had a brain tumour. And my mum was best friends with Denise Van Alten, who's organised the charity bike ride.
Oh, I see.
And she came to me and said that she wanted to do something for my mummy, and she said to me she wants to do a big cycle ride and get us all cycling and sweaty, because I don't know if you know, my mum was the UK's number one health and fitness expert.
Right,
and,
okay.
Trained Denise, she trained All Saints, she had lots of celebrity clients, and then there was nothing she could do, even though she was fit and healthy and ate well and exercised.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away 7 months ago on Saturday. And she was very, very young as well, so it's only 53.
Wow. Yeah, That's incredible, though, to be able to do something like this in her memory, which will not only raise money, but also be an incredible experience for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's really lovely, because I love talking about my mum, and she just wanted... She worked so hard, and she was the most amazing lady. She just wanted her legacy kept alive, and that's what we're all doing, thanks to everyone. And Michelle's been amazing, and she knew my mum as well. And it's going to be lovely and very emotional as well. We've got there's a lovely lady called Jane Witherspoon, and she's on Good Morning Britain, and has passed away nearly a year ago now from a brain tumour as well. And Hayley's mum unfortunately passed away too, 3 days after she gave birth to her little boy.
Oh my goodness!
So we've all been affected by it,
and it's kind of all spurring us on just to get on with it and do it, because it's just going to be a great experience for us all.
No, that's really incredible, and I think is it all women on this bike ride?
It's a few guys. Kai from X Factor.
Yeah,
Kai Factor. He's coming along. Denise's boyfriend Eddie's coming as well.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
We've got Simon who won the competition. There's a guy called Simon and a girl called Emma, from the area. They won a competition to come with us. They were also affected by the brain tumour in their family, and their partner's passing away. So yeah, we've got a great bunch. It's about 20 altogether. Listen, it's, you know what? I know we've been talking about why we've been doing it, but it's going to be amazing, and we're so looking forward to it. We're going to be visiting some amazing places, and we get to see it on a bike. I mean, not many people can say that been to South India on a bike.
No, definitely not. I mean it's definitely going to be an experience for you all. I know you said you're excited about it, but is there any part of it that you're worried about? Is there any kind of troublesome terrain or
thing too? It's called Munnar, and that's the tea plantations, and it basically looks like a mountain. And I don't know how we're going to get up those hills, but we'll do it. My mum will be with us, all our mums will be with us, and they'll be spurring us on. I've got an idea. We're going to get off and push the bike.
That is cheating, Michelle Heaton. I'm not having that.
We're not allowed to get on.
Well, it's definitely a worthy cause, and it's very impressive of you ladies to be putting this all together. So we can text you, Nikki to 7660. That's right. Is there any other way we can kind of follow you or what's going on?
Yeah, there is a Just Given page, which is the Nikki Waterman Kerala Challenge, which you can also donate to there as well. And if you have Michelle on Instagram and Twitter, I'm sure she'll be giving you live feeds throughout.
I will.
Well. Actually, we've got a journalist from the Sun newspaper, because they've been covering it.
Okay.
My favorite is the Sun, so we've got Christina, who's coming, and she's going to be writing all about it.
I see. So,
yeah, you'll know all about what's going on. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be cool. And actually, the people that are coming, it makes it. It really does.
Yeah, sounds it. I'm actually kind of jealous. It sounds like it's going to be a real experience. Michelle, I want to ask you just quickly before we go, what was it like in Australia? Did you have a good time?
Yeah. I had a great time. It was amazing. It was just so much fun. And how lucky was I that I get to perform in two girl bands?
That's very rare, I have to say.
I don't think that's ever happened. I don't know.
No.
In the history of music, where one person performs in two separate bands on the same gig.
Yeah, I can't think of one, to be honest.
But, so yeah. I'm like the only one in the world, so that makes me very happy.
You're breaking those records, setting them. I'm very impressed.
I am.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for speaking to me this evening and coming on Access All Areas. And I wish you the best of luck. Once again, you can sponsor them by texting £5. No, texting Nikki to, that's N-I-C-K-I, to 70660. And that will
You're
send
amazing.
Them £5.
Thank you.
Good luck with it. When are you leaving?
Literally 48 hours time.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Get some sleep and Sudocreme up, ladies.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much and good luck with it.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Treated me kind, sweet destiny, carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me. It took so long, still I believed somehow the one that I needed would find me eventually. And it was all that you've given to me.
My suspicions, I have never felt before.
Now, I'm very sorry to all of you out there that are not fans of Steps, but I am. And I'm the only one in the studio now. So really, it's only me that matters. And we're going to play some Steps at the end of the show too. But I wanted to thank all our guests this evening, from the fabulous Michelle Heaton, talking about her trek around India. Now, this is important. If you want to sponsor her £5, text Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, to 70660. And that will help them, spur them on as they're trekking around in the probably ridiculous heat. Thank you to Ricky for talking to us about Vicky and his time on Geordie Shore and his movie about a pig. Exciting, exciting for him. Unfortunately, we didn't get Martika on the phone. Now, that is sad for me because I'm a fan. But, you know, these things happen. And thank you very much to Jessica Cunningham for coming in and talking to us about her time on Big Brother and The Apprentice and her kind of weird crush on Alan Sugar. I will be back with Lizzie next week. She will not be going to a party, I can assure you of that. Certainly not before the end of the show. Maybe afterwards, and maybe I'll go with her. But until next week, thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to have one more Steps song. So if you don't like Steps, tune out now. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Your love, but look what it's done to me. All my dreams have come to nothing. Who would have believed all the laughter that we shared would be a mess?